You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his wife, Rosie.
That's it. Just that.
What do you want me to be?
What have you been?
What do you want me to be?
Well, I think you've been.
If you want me to be more than I already am. Spiritual leader.
Oh, really?
Emotional carrier.
Oh, an emotional carrier?
Yes, both? I carry all the emotions for this relationship.
Both good and bad?
Yes. Oh, okay. I'll take that.
Unequally yoked wife.
Yes. Rosie. Yes. You don't even know what that means, boy. You don't. Tell me what that means.
Let's get into that.
You've never farmed a day in your life. McFarland does not have any farm. You farmed.
Yeah, and you have.
I've been on a farm.
Just because your dad picked some tomatoes in up north.
Tomatoes.
Grapes.
Cantaloupe. Okay. And then grape.
Just because your dad did it don't mean that you did it too, all right?
Fine. Have you even been on a farm? No. I've milked a cow, bro.
Yeah. I'm part of a field trip.
So, did you ever go on a field trip in McFarland?
No, we didn't.
Okay, fine then. Then what is yoked mean? Not yoked out.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. Yoked is the yellow part of an egg. Come on now.
Which does not cause cholesterol. It has not been proven.
All right, so yoked is... So it's going to sound like super like religious-y.
And that's what we...
It does come from that.
It comes from word, but people have taken it to the extreme and made it like some rule.
It comes from a Bible verse, but yeah. this is not a super Christian segment or one from
what
the
can it be? It's not like rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. It's more of like understanding if you happen to think you are in an unequally yoked relationship or if someone told you it's unequally yoked.
Which is probably everybody's mom.
Yeah.
It's probably our mom.
Did anyone ever tell you you were unequally yoked?
Yes. All the time.
Who? All the time. Who?
Yes. Everybody.
Who speak? Everybody.
Everybody.
You speak to like three people.
My mom told me.
She said
like
those
about
words?
About four or five girls in the youth told me when I got with you and we were about to get married. They were like, hey, you guys are unequally yoked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four or five girls on the worship team. We only had like two.
Yeah.
It was my mom and me.
Oh, no, yeah, this was other people on other worship teams in other churches in the surrounding neighborhood.
Yeah, the bass player from Angelus Temple.
That
girl?
Yeah. All right, let's get into this then. All right.
What is unequally yoked? What did you think it was?
True definition.
What did you think it was when you heard it or the way they told us?
Unequally yoked in religious standards means that he is not Christian.
Exactly. That's
she
it.
She is not Christian.
That's it. That's all that it has been taken for.
Yes, that's all. But it has. It's so much more than that. You can be unequally yoked and both be Christian.
Yes, they can be unequally yoked and both Christian as you and I are.
Yeah.
But what if he's a Catholic, she's a Christian, and they can be equally yoked?
I think that's possible.
Right? Me too. So, okay, same thing. Now, what is equally yoked or unequally yoked the way you've seen it?
Let's get into the actual definition. So this whole part of being yoked together was they would use it on a farm and it was for oxen, okay? And they'd put this little barrita over them, kind of like the way you imagine Jesus was carrying.
Big barrita.
Yeah, okay, they put this big barrita, kind of like the way you imagine Jesus was carrying the cross.
That's a good illustration.
Imagine putting, like, when you're going to do, what is it? Squats whenever the bar's on your shoulder, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And imagine like resting your arms on there, okay? You can't really move anywhere. If you move to the left, all of your body moves to the left.
Right.
If you move to the right, all your body moves to the right, all right? So it's like that. And they would put these two oxen and they would both do that. When one of them moved, they both moved the exact same way. The issue would come was when they would put a really big oxen and a small oxen, the big oxen would carry all the weight and the small oxen wouldn't. And the big oxen would have all the control and the small oxen couldn't. So they would have to find these oxen that they were around the same size and same type of abilities to be able to plow.
The way that I've seen it too is it can be two oxen of the same size, like both strong, both, I don't know, lovers of Jesus, both intelligent, right? Mm. So it's not like one is more than the other, or it's not that one is better than the other. It's that more weight has been put on one side. Like when you're doing squats, if you ever try and put one 25 pounds and a 10 pound, you can't. Te desbalanza. You're all out of like, I can't even do this. Mm-hmm. Even if you are able to carry the weight, the fact that it's unbalanced makes it harder. So that's how I've seen us. I think we're equally sized. But I think we've been unequally weighted. We've had uneven weights in several areas.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Where have you had more weight, Abel?
I think that there is. You want my opinion? I don't know if anybody is equally yoked. Oh, we got quiet.
Is that
real
even
quick.
Possible?
I don't think anybody in the world is equally yoked.
You don't think it's possible? Because why would Jesus give us something that's not possible?
I think that there are seasons in life where people can be equally yoked. I do. But I don't know if anybody can be equally yoked for their entire life. Because you know what? Look, okay, hold on. All right? Because what's equally yoked to you may not be equally yoked to me.
Agreed.
All right? That's one. All right?
We're not talking about you and me.
Y qué casualidad that God is so funny that he constantly, and it is almost like a pattern that people that are different love each other.
That's different. It's not about being the same or different. It's not because a brown oxen can hook up with a white oxen.
Yes.
It can be different. I just think it's interesting that you think God would give an assignment and it's impossible to
complete. I don't think it's impossible. I'm just saying that stuff happens in life.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, then you're talking about strengths and weaknesses. You're not talking about responsibility. To me, being equally yoked means the same responsibility, whether it's a strength or not.
I agree. Except there are seasons in life where those responsibilities, you have to help the other person in.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why the woman is the helper. And that's why the man is like the head, but the woman's the neck and all those metaphors.
Mm.
Okay, for example, okay, I'm super organized.
Yes, you are.
I love it. I thrive off of it.
Yes.
You are creative.
Yes.
Okay.
So those are two opposites in a sense?
Because we use different part of our brains.
Okay.
Okay, I cannot be very creative as in I can't decorate this house to save my life.
Yeah.
Right? That doesn't mean that we go to IKEA and I don't care. That doesn't mean that I'm just waiting in the car, be like, boy, just do what you want. And then I complain when you bring a pink vase. No, I at least should
It'll
be
black,
there.
But okay.
Well, of course it'd be black. Uh-huh. But I should at least be at IKEA telling you what I don't like,
yeah.
At least, or being interested, or you know what? You choose everything, but I'm going to pack it up. I'm going to put it in the cart. I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Understand? So it is your strength, but not solely your responsibility.
Mm.
So if I'm super organized, that means, hey, you know what? I do the tithes. I got it, babe. I do the bill payments. I can set everything up to automatic payment, or I can send out payments. I can handle the numbers in the finances, but they're not my sole responsibility, as in you should at least minimum be praying for them.
Mm.
You should at least be asking me, hey, babe, how's it going? We doing good on money?
Okay.
Like, do we got a budget? You set the budget, baby. But, you know, I see there's a few hundred in the, we good? Can I spend that? Or
yeah.
You know, not can I spend that? But like, hey, I got this bill coming up, you know, stuff like that, to where it's not both my strength, therefore my responsibility. And that's where I think people mess up.
That's good. And I think that you bring up a very good point, because that is true. A lot of the times in marriages, in relationships, or even in acuerdos, people just say, and I've dealt with this with business partners. Some people just say, I don't know about that stuff. You know about that stuff. I trust you. And in a sense, you're thinking to yourself like, but I want your opinion.
Yes. I need a vote.
Yeah.
Say something.
Yeah.
You know, say you hate UPS. Say you had a bad experience with FedEx and all we're doing is DHL. I get you.
Yes.
100%, because then it just became your responsibility. Yeah. Unless your business partner will never, ever, ever complain. If one day a shipment doesn't get there and that sole business partner is throwing a fit, like...
But you're right. And that's in saying that. Yes, just because it is your
strength
it
does not mean it's your sole responsibility.
Your sole responsibility should be something shared. So I agree with you there, and we'll touch more on that. So now you're talking about, we're talking about two people. Mm-hmm. They are different.
Mm-hmm.
They can be equally yoked.
Now, yes.
What is it to be unequally
yoked? I'm talking about two people. Mm. That are Christian and love Jesus, that have ministry.
They do.
Too intelligent.
Yeah.
Too good looking. Too people.
People.
That have strengths.
Yeah.
And weaknesses.
Yeah.
That have been.
Yes.
Unequally yoked.
Really?
Not by their age.
Really?
Because they're 10 years apart.
He's
a little tan and she's very pale.
Really?
He has a lot of hair and she has a little bit.
Wow.
But those are not the reasons they're unequally yoked.
That sounds awesome.
She sounds hot.
She is hot, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But so, they're unequally yoked. All
right, let's go. Let's get into this. How are we unequally yoked? Oh, she had to breathe. You had to take a breath, huh? And then
I've been waiting for 10 years for him to ask me this question.
How are we unequally yoked, Rosa?
Emotionally. Emotionally, we're unequally yoked.
In which way? Okay, how far does this emotion go? Between us, between our family, or with everything in the world? Because I asked this question because...
Everything in the world?
Yes.
We're unequally yoked on our thoughts on COVID?
Yes. Are we? I don't know. You tell me. So, okay. You say
maybe,
emotionally.
Maybe because you never bring up the vaccine. It's me that talks about it. It's me that worries about it and me that prays about it.
It's not like happening.
It is very imminent.
Okay.
We're going to have to decide in 3 months if Sammy's going to go to school or not. She's going to freak out.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's,
but you
okay.
never bring it up.
I'm not going to talk about now because that brings up a separate subject. But you talked about emotionally. How far does this emotional yoking go? Okay,
you and me.
If you cry, no. Okay. So there's nothing like when 9/11 happened. You cried, and I didn't.
No, it's not even about
we're
crying.
We're not talking about that. Okay, then what are we talking about?
It's not even how we express emotion, because you could have been really mad about 9/11.
Mm.
I didn't know you back then. So no, I'm talking about, it's not how you express emotion. I'm sure you have emotion somewhere in there, but you don't express it almost anything. And when you do, a lot of it comes out more frustrated that you have to express it. I'm not even talking about the emotion. Do you notice? It's like, I can't believe I have to tell you. I can't believe we're talking about this. I don't want to talk about my fear, my happiness, my sadness, my dreams, my anger. I just don't want to talk about my emotions, and I don't want to talk about yours either. So when it comes to like us, I have to figure out our emotions, us. And then our kids, I have to deal with their emotions. I have to tell Sammy how to process her emotions. Okay. I have to tell Eli, hey, throwing a car at your cousin's face with your good aim because you're angry is not a correct way to express your emotion, man. Mm-hmm. You would never say that. You lo regañarías. Mm-hmm. You don't hit your cousin. He would never know that was an incorrect way to express his emotion. I have to handle that. And I'm exhausted because I'm still trying to handle mine. I'm a 39-year-old woman that has her period and ovulates, and I go through my emotional imbalances, and I cannot count on you to carry that weight when I can't. And I would like that sometimes. I would like to be like, you know what, babe? I'm freaking tripping. I'm moody as hell. I cannot make these kids laugh today. I cannot deal with like Eli screaming and Sammy's tripping, and I just can't today because I am overwhelmed with my own. I feel like I have to carry mine and figure out Sammy, Eli's, and Casey's. Mm-hmm. And I have to somehow, in the middle of a fight, go deep into figuring out the emotions you're not willing to communicate. When I wish we could just both equally yoked and be like, I'm going to express my emotions. I'll express mine. And then we'll figure it out. Mm. So I'm exhausted just saying all that.
Okay.
You don't agree. You don't know what the heck I just said.
Partly. I mean, I understand what you're trying to say. Mm. I agree with you, but at the same time, this is just something that I'm not good at. It's not that I don't want to be good at it. Okay,
then what's your responsibility then? If it's not your strength, what's your responsibility with emotions?
It's to try to tap into them.
Tap into them and do what with them?
To just bring them out.
In an unhealthy way or in a healthy way?
I'll try to do it in the healthiest
way. And what about when I tap into mine and I'm not strong enough to have it all together?
I haven't been there always for you.
You've tried.
Yeah.
It's not your strength, but I feel like you've said, well, it's not my responsibility. That's a girl thing. Mm. Así hablando así bien, like you're not a machista, but that's one of the areas where you're like, that's a girl thing. I'm logic, you're emotion, that's the way it works.
Yes, yes, that has.
And that's what I've heard guys say.
Okay.
And I don't agree. Because you want me to have logic. What if I was all emotion? And had no absolute logical explanation for my thoughts on COVID or my thoughts on Sammy and Eli.
That'd be hard, yeah.
Well, that's how I feel. Okay. I feel like you're all logic and you feel like you have no responsibility with emotion.
Well, that's fair. And that's I understand that. So if I want you to have logic, you want me to also have emotion. And I think that that's something that everyone should have. I think a healthy balance.
I think you do have emotion. I just think you don't know how to express them or handle them or manage them.
I truly feel that I do suffer from lack of empathy.
Okay.
I do. I have disassociation. I think I...
Wow, you have a word for it. That's good. We're getting better.
Yes.
You psychoanalyze yourself.
I believe that
yourself.
I can disassociate, yes. I think that... Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You were numb for 5-6 years.
And I don't understand why. Nothing. Right. Things happened to me. I didn't grow up without a dad. You know, my mom was a single mom and she made a lot of mistakes or whatnot. But.
I think you were probably frustrated with like where our life was going and not knowing and stuff not going our way. And we had a few hard years financially and all this stuff.
On top of the fact that I was still growing. I mean, you are my first relationship. And that's not an excuse in any which way. Mm-hmm. But you did receive a lot of the mess ups.
Growing pains.
That I went through. Yeah, a lot of the growing pains. A lot of the learning things that you have to experience in life. And I'm not talking about making mistakes, stupid
tickets,
mistakes. I'm talking about just learning how to be a human.
But I think you thought for a while, I don't have to. It's not my responsibility to take.
I thought, and I still sometimes feel that it doesn't come out of me, and I'm trying to build that inside of me.
What is your responsibility with emotions?
My responsibility, honestly, is for me to ask the Holy Spirit to guide me and what to do.
Sounds good. I should too.
Okay, because I'm not good with it. All right,
I'm not saying I am either.
I'm not good with it when Sammy comes up to me and she's blowing up and she's having a fit. And I'm also like freaking out on the inside when she comes up to me all full of the Holy Spirit and conviction.
Did she do it to you again today?
Yeah.
I think it's worship.
Yeah, I think so too.
Even if it's just music.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because she did it again today.
And I don't know what to do. And I just do my best to just kind of like extra love on her at that moment, even though it doesn't feel like... You get
real.
Me?
You don't think it's real.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's not real because I love my daughter to death. I love her a lot.
She's 7, so I don't think she can even trick us. She's not trying
I don't
to
think
trick
she's
us.
Tricking us in any which way. I'm just me in the way I'm able to give it back. It's like, how can I like love her like they do on TV and stuff? Like, oh, I love you. You're my best now. You're
well,
so I just tell her.
Well, you need to watch Mr. Rogers again, bro.
I did watch Mr. Rogers.
Watch
and
it
yes,
again.
I cried and yes, it was
no,
good.
No, not
yes,
the movie, the actual
me.
Show. Watch it again. I swear.
I love Fred Rogers, but I'm not him, though.
No, Abel, he was teaching us how to handle our emotions.
All right.
When you're angry, when you're sad, when you're happy, what do you do? How do you express them? That's it. That's all he was teaching the whole time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're not going to solve this right now. At least we're having a conversation. But that, I think we've been unequally yoked in that area.
Wow.
And what? And another one, I think we've been unequally yoked.
Wait. All right, just tell me after the break, because I need a break. All right, guys, welcome back to The Power of Us. We're talking about being unequally yoked, and spotlight's on me a little bit.
Okay, well, tell me do you think we're unequally yoked in any area?
We're just different, and I don't see it that way. I believe that we are different, and I believe that it's our differences that have made me want you. Everybody secretly wants themselves, but they don't, they love everything that they're not mm-hmm. in the other person. Mm-hmm. And then they want to give those attributes that other person doesn't have that they love so much and make them like them.
Ooh, have we ever been unequally yoked sexually?
In what way? What do you mean?
Desire, want, how long?
Yeah.
Yes. And how did you feel when I was just like, bro, that's how I am, whatever, dude. Like, you just got to deal with it. I can do it once a month and be good. Remember how long you repeated that forever? Because I said that. Because I was just, you were like, I guess we're only going to do it once a month. We were unequally yoked sexually. Because
okay. Well, I mean, it was.
And the reason it wasn't our differences is because I got to a point where I'm like, you know what, bro? I don't have to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't have to do it. I'm dealing with kids. So, and that was unfair to you.
Yes.
And that's what I mean. Just because we're different sexually does not mean it's not my responsibility. Mm. It's still my responsibility. I could do something.
Okay. All right. Well, then what? Okay. Yes, we've been that. And I've felt that way with you. And there's things in life that I felt like, she's not putting in her part. She's not trying. She doesn't. It's like one of those things where you're like, así soy y así voy a ser.
Uh-huh.
Those are the kind of things that we're talking about right now. But so what's the limit, dude? Because like I said, I personally, what you're talking about, I think every marriage can look at this. And I think that there are areas where they're unequally yoked.
Well, I think all we can do is be like, okay, I know you really don't do the emotion stuff, or you're not there yet, right?
Do you see me making strides?
Yes. And that makes so much difference.
Okay.
If you're trying, I don't know what you're doing. You got a counselor, you got a book, you got a YouTube channel, you're even watching Mr. Rogers, just to be like, babe, I'm trying to, like, he was my favorite guy. I get it. I get the way he explains it. I'm watching it with Eli so that he learns too. That way you don't have to solely worry about teaching our kids emotions. I'm a try and watch this show with the kids. Even that would be like, okay, he's carrying a little bit of the weight.
Yeah.
So I just worry about mine. He worries about his, and we both worry about the kids. And that would be enough to feel like I'm not carrying all the load by myself. So it could be even just communicating. Hey, babe, I'm journaling now. I don't know. I don't even know if anything's happening, babe, because it seems so weird to me. But they say that spill out your guts. And you know what? I realized I'm really mad at my boss. Okay. That alone is like he's dealing with it. He'll figure it out. That to me says, now he's giving room for the Holy Spirit to speak to him. And that's enough for me.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to be the one that's looking at you and I can see it. I can see when you're depressed. Okay. And so I'm like, is who's going to tell this guy? Because no one else could see it but me. But if I'm the one always telling him, hey, you're depressed, go get help. But then I'm worrying about my depression. I'm like, now I'm worried about both of us.
Okay.
Because you're like, I'm not depressed and I'm not going to go and I don't care and I don't deal with this and no, no, no. And then 6 months later, oh, guess what? I was depressed. Yes, dude. And I dealt with it for 6 months by myself, praying about it by myself. So if you just said, well, I'll think about it, babe. I don't feel depressed, but I'll think about it. I'll pray about it. Yeah. Not just immediately. No, that's a dumb emotion.
Right.
So I think what can we do? Always communication. That's always going to be our answer. But like, let your partner know, you know, it's not my strength, but I'm going to do my part. My part could be researching it, asking a friend about it, so that it doesn't have to be you. Let me get a mentor. I bought a book, like anything. And then constantly so that your partner knows, because on the heavy days when you feel super overwhelmed, you're just like, I'm a freaking break.
Right.
And then Sammy does come and you're like, whatever, that's you. You're a girl, that's you. I would need you to be like, mommy's not okay today. Let me, Sammy, come talk to me.
Okay.
So that stuff really helps. I think just showing people that you're making an effort to do your part.
That's good. And that's great for people that are both on the same page and really trying. So now the question is, like I asked, what is too much? Because you and I have been unequally yoked in some things, and some things we've been equally yoked. Finances, for the most part, I don't think we've ever had any issues.
The kids' responsibilities at home, that's been great.
So what's the colmo? Like, what's the checkpoint for people? For people that are dating right now and listening to this podcast, how much is too much? Because like I said, and I truly, truly, truly understand and believe that there are seasons and there are timelines and there are things that people just grow into. So you can leave a dude or a girl that you're unequally yoked with, because right now they have issues finding a job because they want to be an entrepreneur.
Right.
And you're thinking that's unequally yoked. And then 3 years later, they're over there.
I got you.
Found this perfect thing and on Amazon, and they're millionaires. You know? So what do you live with? And what is too much before you just walk away?
I think you live with, as long as they're doing their part in other areas. Ponle that in this area, like, we're just not there yet. Right? It's but in 10 years. Other areas, he's like on it. He's living his passion, or, you know, on it really with the kids.
Yeah.
Or something, right? That can really help if there's other areas. But what you can't live with is with the unequal yoked area is stopping you from doing yours. Because then you aren't being you. You are overwhelmed. You're playing two roles. If he is so unequally yoked in the parenting area that you're mom and dad, no, leave. Because you can't play two roles. That do not do anything where you have to play two roles.
Yeah.
You know, say he is an entrepreneur. Hey, girl, you supporting your man in his investing years is love. That is not mean because he's a scrub, definitely not, or he's living off of you. No, if you yeah. see that guy hustling and you're paying the bills for a little bit, but then you come home and he has some pizza there, like he doesn't know how to cook, but he's like, babe, I know you're tired. I did the laundry a little bit. I don't even know if I got it right. And I have some pizza and the kids are showered. Then you're like, bro, yes, yes, we're making this work. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But if he is working all day, totally get it. But then you get home, the house is a darn mess. You still got to cook, shower the kids, and you just worked an 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
That's unequally yoked. Because yes, he has a right to serve his dream. He does. But if she's paying the bills for now, when both of you guys are like, hey, it's going to flip one day.
Right.
Let's say that the agreement is there, and I hope that it is.
Right.
Babe, we're investing. We're investing. It's going to flip one day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she's playing the role of both.
Yeah.
Then I don't think that's right. So for me, the extreme is, I'm playing one too many roles in this house. Mm, we all play multiple roles, but I don't play yours and you don't play mine.
That's good.
It's very, we know our roles and respect them.
That's good. That makes a lot of sense.
For example, say in the faith role, if you're the only one saying, hey, babe, let's go to church. Hey, babe, let's pray. Hey, babe, are we going to baptize our kids or not? That you're going to carry that so long, and one day it's going to flip you out because you want both of them. You know why? Because one day you're going to be weak and you're not going to want to go to church and you're not going to want to tithe and you're going to have doubt and fear. And you're just going to be like, you know what? I'm done with this Christian life. You're going to need your man to say, hey, babe, I think we should go to church. Even if we sit in the back, let's just go. Yeah. Cause those days really help me, cause I've been there. And you're like, babe, I think you should still go. I know you're mad. I know you're sad. I think you should still go. Babe, por lo menos, you're going to watch online. And it didn't sound like you were bossing me around. It sounded like, I know who you really are. You're having a bad moment. And I'm going to be your strength when you're weak right now.
That's good.
But if he's never told you, he's never going to tell you, that's just not him, vas a sufrir. Because you need, that's a partnership.
Yeah.
If I'm hurt, and you can carry the weight for a little while.
Yeah.
Till I get stronger. That really helps.
That is good. That's really good advice. And I agree with you 100%. Something that you just got to really think about, whether if you're dating or even if you're married. Like we said, we've been married for 10 years and we still sometimes feel that there are areas.
It's going to be 10.
It's going to be 10.
We've been dating for like 12.
Okay. We've been married for.
Oh, the dating doesn't count?
Sure. Does it matter now, though?
It does.
It does?
It really does.
Okay. All right.
I've shared 12 years with you. We have 12 years of memories.
You're true. Very true.
It matters to Casey.
It matters to Casey.
Yeah, she didn't want you in her life.
All right.
No, I think it counts. Not as much as the marriage, obviously, but yeah.
Okay. I agree with you, though. That is great, great advice, babe. This is a good topic. So the question is, are you guys unequally yoked in your relationship, in your marriage? And is this unequally yoked thing that you guys are going through something where you can be like, this is something that we can continue working through? Mm. Maybe this is something we need to touch base on. Maybe it's something that we've never even talked about.
That's
but you know what?
It's
been
you.
There.
Yeah.
And it's been lingering.
What if
we've
one
kind of just swept it under the rug this entire time?
What if the other one doesn't even know because the person never communicated it?
And a lot of the times, especially when you have a very loving, hardworking dude or whatnot, sometimes you're just trying to do everything that you just kind of, you're oblivious and you're like, I think I'm handling everything.
Oh,
and then you kind of just tell him like, hey, you know what? You're not doing this. He's like, damn, I didn't really notice that I wasn't doing that.
So say it with kindness. Mm. Don't tell him like he's a flojo that never even cared or hates Jesus or hates the kids because he never once read a book to them. Like, I'm saying that from experience. You hold it in, and then that exhausted day comes and you just want to run away and throw everything away. Don't wait till it gets there. Let him know, hey, babe, sometimes I need help with tucking the kids in. Do whatever you want. Sing to them. I don't know. But I need help. I need, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays to be your day.
Yeah.
So but let him know because he probably has no idea. He probably thinks you love doing it.
Maybe
and you
this,
do.
This is a perfect opportunity for you guys to think about what's going on in your life and where you guys are yoked equally. Think about the equally too. Think about, hey, we got this, we got that. Don't just think and dwell on what you're not equally yoked because that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Think about both. And if you need to, make a list. Make a list about what's going on. That way you have a really good understanding because I am the type of person that believes that no matter who you're married to, you're going to have issues. If this person leaves their calzones on the floor, the next one won't, but the next one's going to leave the toilet seat up.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Agreed.
You know? And so it's just something that you guys really got to think about. And then maybe this is a conversation we need to have in 2021.
For sure, have it before marriage.
Yeah.
And then don't mix up strengths and weaknesses with responsibility.
Yeah. I like that one. The whole playing two roles.
That, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. People shouldn't play two roles. I think it should be if one is the leader in that role, then so be it. But they need the person to back them up. They need the person to cheer them on, or they need the person to be the person that they throw to. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, if one is the quarterback on this and the other one's going to be the wide receiver or something.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the power of us.
And this is his equally yoked wife.